This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden is speaking in Tulsa, Oklahoma today to commemorate the centennial of the Tulsa Race Massacre, a white mob's terrifying 1921 destruction of a black community that left 300 people dead and 10,000 homeless after 2 days of violence. A White House spokeswoman said the president plans to shine a light on what happened and to make sure America knows the story in full. Biden is expected to say that Americans need to know the country's history of slavery and discrimination. Until recently, the Tulsa race riot was a little-known event in U.S. history, even as the country struggles with racial and economic divisions in the present. Earlier, the White House said the government will pump new money into programs to expand home ownership and support small business ownership in communities of color. Biden's visit coincides with the opening of a new museum to chronicle the race riot, but questions remain over whether to pay reparations and how much to the remaining survivors and descendants of the assault, and how to search for the unmarked suspected burial grounds for those killed in the massacre. The organizers of Grand Slam tennis tournaments released a statement Tuesday expressing concern for top player Naomi Osaka after she withdrew from the French Open, saying she would not do the required post-match media interviews. The statement said the organizers, quote, as a community, will continue to improve the player experience at our tournaments, including as it relates to the media. But it included no word about policy changes nor an apology to Osaka, who said she is beset by crippling anxiety when speaking to the media. You can track this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. We also have an easy-to-use app that you can download to your mobile device. This is VOA News. Pope Francis has charged church law to explicitly criminalize the sexual abuse of adults by priests who abuse their authority. It also says lay people who hold church office can be sanctioned for sex abuse crimes. The new provisions released Tuesday after 14 years of study were contained in the revised criminal law section of the Vatican's Code of Canon Law, the in-house legal system that covers the 1.3 billion strong Catholic Church. The most significant changes aim to address major problems and shortcomings in the church's handling of sexual abuse. The law recognizes that adults, too, can be victimized by priests who abuse their authority and said that lay people in church offices can be punished for abusing minors as well as adults. The Chinese government on Tuesday accused the United States of politicizing the origins of the coronavirus pandemic by calling for another round of a World Health Organization investigation into the country, saying it is immoral and unpopular. Last week, President Joe Biden told U.S. intelligence officials to redouble their efforts to investigate the origins of the pandemic, including any possibility the trail might lead to a Chinese laboratory. Britain on Tuesday reported zero daily deaths from COVID-19 for the first time since the 30th of July last year. This according to government data. And according to the latest figures, 127,782 people have died within 28 days of a positive test since the start of the pandemic. This is specific to Britain. It's the worst death toll of any European country. The UK has had 4.49 million cases of COVID-19 in total. Belarusian opposition leader Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya said on Tuesday she had asked the United States for further sanctions on individuals and companies supporting the Belarusian government. The Biden administration said on Friday it was drawing up a list of targeted sanctions against key members of the Belarusian government following the former Soviet Republic's forced landing of a passenger jet and the arrest of a journalist, Roman Protasevich. Protasevich and his girlfriend, Sofia Sapega, who were on board. Speaking in the Lithuanian capital, Vilnius, where she is based, Tsikhanouskaya said she welcomed a decision by the United States to introduce sanctions against Belarusian state-owned oil companies starting on June the 3rd. And dozens of medical workers protested in rebel-held northwest Syria on Monday against the granting of President Bashar Assad's government a seat on the executive board of the World Health Organization. The rebels blame Assad for the destruction of hospitals and clinics in recent years. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.